In last week's gospel, Jesus told us to pray always. In this week's gospel, Jesus tells us the disposition that we should have during prayer. And by disposition, Jesus didn't mean our physical disposition, whether we were sitting or kneeling or standing. He didn't mean our geographic disposition, whether we were in the narthex or we were in the front of the church or whether in the back of the church. Rather, Jesus was referring to our interior disposition in prayer. And in the parable that he tells in the Gospel of Luke tonight, he says that our interior disposition should be one of humility. One of the most powerful prayers of humility that I've learned is called the Jesus Prayer. And the Jesus Prayer is very popular in the Eastern Orthodox Church and in the Eastern Rite Catholic Church. And I'm going to teach it to you tonight. It's very short, which is why I like it. So here's the prayer. Lord, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's it. That's the whole prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. So let's look at that prayer in light of the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee. Now, I think we can all agree that the tax collector had an interior disposition of humility. He stood off at a distance, and he didn't take up a position of honor in the temple area. He cast down his eyes when he prayed, rather than looking up to heaven to see a vision of God or to even expect an answer. He struck his breast in mortification during his prayer. And his prayer was also a very short prayer. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, notice the similarity between those two prayers, the Jesus prayer and the prayer of the tax collector. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Both invoke the name of God. Both beg for mercy. Both recognize that only God, the Almighty, can forgive sins. Both accept and profess a lesser position of self before God, that of a sinner. And Jesus tells us that the tax collector was justified because he humbled himself in prayer. So let's contrast that now with the Pharisee. So first, the Pharisee takes up a position of honor in the temple. And then Jesus tells us something very interesting about the Pharisee's prayer. He says, the Pharisee spoke this prayer to himself. So what Jesus is saying is, he wasn't praying to God, he was praying to himself. Now, given that, the interior disposition of the Pharisee does not seem to be one of humility, but rather one of its polar opposite, that of pride. The disposition of pride by the Pharisee is made all the clearer when we listen to the Pharisee's very short prayer. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. He began by invoking God, and then he invoked himself four times. His prayer was not centered on God, but centered on himself. He judged himself better than all of humanity. He declared himself more righteous than the tax collector. And then he proceeded to tell God, the God of the universe, that he fasts and he tithes. Like the God of the universe didn't already know that he fasted. When we reflect on this parable for ourselves, we're inclined to think at first that we're a lot like the tax collector. You know, we kneel or genuflect when we enter the pew and we leave the pew. We kneel after receiving the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion. We close our eyes in prayer, and times we gaze downward. And those are good as far as they go. But remember that those are external dispositions. And we're asked to examine our interior disposition. So I ask you, when we come to Mass, do we ever entertain thoughts like these? Rhetorical examples. Dude, I know it's summer, but coming to church in gym shorts and flip-flops, seriously? I can't believe she came to Mass wearing that blouse. Do you know how much cleavage she's showing? How could Father even let her in the church? Oh my God. Did you see those kids? That one cried through the whole Mass. That one was so fidgety it couldn't sit still. Why didn't the parents take him into the cry room? That's what they're there for, after all. You're not a regular here, are you? This is my seat in this pew. I come to Mass every Sunday. Sometimes I come to Mass during the week, and I always sit right here. Okay. If any of those thoughts seem familiar, if any of those thoughts take a pride of place when you're attending Mass, I would submit that that is not an interior disposition related to humility. So then how might we become more humble in our prayer? I want to recall one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. So when we pray, maybe one of the ways we can become more humble is by asking God for that humility, asking God to be poor in spirit. And that poor in spirit recalls for me today the first reading from Sirach. We're told that the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. In other words, God hears our prayers when we approach him with that humble disposition. The reading goes on to say that the prayer will not withdraw until the Most High responds, meaning that our prayers and our petitions humbly sent will be acknowledged by God and he will answer. In fact, Scripture says, the Lord will not delay. The disposition of poor in spirit, being humble in prayer, was also in the responsorial psalm today. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them and rescues them in their distress. But cultivating this humble disposition in prayer takes time. And that's why we need to be persistent in prayer, brothers and sisters, because by praying always, we get to practice humility when we present ourselves before the Lord, just in the same manner as the tax collector. And lastly, the Jesus Prayer is always a good place to start when we look to seek to be more humble in prayer. So just one more time, because I'm told if you say things three times, people remember it. So it's the third one. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.